弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
我们请弟兄把那个经节打出来。就如果你有圣经，我先读，我先说，你可以搬到我们一些早的时候，我们先读，先翻到启示四章。
Revelation 4。
启示录第四章第二节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 2。
我来念中文，我们姊妹念英文。我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne sat in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
我们再看第十一节。
Verse 11.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是以你的旨意被创造而有的。
You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.
创世纪第一章第一节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
这个是大家都知道的。
We all know this one.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth.
再翻到24篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 24 verse 1.
诗篇二十四篇第一节。
Psalm 24 verse 1.
这是大卫的诗，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
A song of David. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein.
我们在读那个马太福音第一章的第一节。
The Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
马太一章一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的后裔，耶稣基督的家谱。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
我把那个东西重新再翻译一下，我们中文那个它原文有一个意思，就是耶稣基督的名字在前头，他是儿子。把这个东西中文好像翻不出来，我把它重新改一下，这样。
I changed a little bit in Chinese version, and then the Jesus Christ first.
耶稣基督，即大卫的儿子，亚伯拉罕的儿子的家谱。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
所以我们英文的时候都很准确。
English version is correct.
第二章一节和二节。
Matthew.Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
第二章第一节和二节，就是当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹大的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来对耶路撒冷说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king,Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
我们最后再翻到第五章。
Then Revelation 5.
启示录第五章，第五节到第十节。
Verse 5 to 10.
启示录第五章，五到十节。我把这一段念完，我们姊妹再念一遍英文。长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看那犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊前来从做宝座的右手里拿了书卷，既拿了书卷，四活物跟二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。 他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷撇开漆印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各民各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
But one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. Behold, the line of the tribes of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it has been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priest to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
我把那个第六节，有一前头前半句，前头那一半，我把它重新再译一下，因为它一个地方，我们中文的翻译当中有这个有个意思不是很明显。
I retranslated verse 6 in the first half because in Chinese, the meaning is not very accurate.
英文的还蛮很不错。
And English is pretty accurate.
就是他，我把就是前一句话给他翻译，重新翻译，就是看见宝座中央，并十五和长老中间有羔羊站立，好像是刚刚被杀过的。
And I looked And behold, in the midst of the throne and in four living creatures, and in the midst of elders stood lamb as though it just been slain.
Yeah. Okay. 所以我把这个稍微改一下，大家知道这里头有个意思，就是说羔羊在宝座中央，羔羊是刚刚被杀过的。
We know the lamb is in the midst of the throne and he was just slain.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话仰望到你自己的手中。
Lord, we look upon those words into your hands.
如果你不说话，人的话都是徒然。
If you don't speak, all our words are in vain.
所以我们今天就请你在这里借着无用的人向你的百姓讲话。
Lord, we ask you to speak to your people through your servant.
主啊，只有圣灵能够把你自己的话解开。
Only the Holy Spirit can reveal your words.
今天把我们讲的翻给听的都仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we place the speaker, the translator, and the listener all in your hands.
愿着同一位圣灵来高牧我们，来解释你自己的话语。
May the same Holy Spirit anoint us and then to reveal your words.
我们把感谢都来归给你。
We give you all thanks.
愿你向着我们的心再讲话。
And speak to our hearts, Lord.
奉靠主耶稣圣灵。
In the victorious name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
主若愿意的话，大家从经文里都大概可能已经猜出一点点来。我今天要希望从三个方面跟弟兄姊妹交通到神的主权。
If the Lord's will, I think you already know what I would like to share with you today. I would like to share about God's sovereignty from three aspects.
就是神在创造里的主权，神在救赎里的主权，和神保全他主权的方法。
And it's God's sovereignty in His creation, God's sovereignty in His salvation, and then how He secure His sovereignty.
所以我这个当主把这个话我的时候，给主摔跤摔了好几天。
When God told me to share this, I was wrestling with the Lord.
因为害怕弟兄姊妹那个消化很难消化。
And then I was afraid that brothers and sisters cannot digest this.
大概三四天下来，那个负担还没变。
And then after three or four days, the burden still remained the same.
结果主忽然间还让我看见，他说：“你看那个圣经里头那个最高的那几本书。”
And the Lord all of a sudden let me see the highest revelation in the Bible.
就是罗马书、以弗所书、哥罗西书。
It is the book of Romans, Ephesians, and Colossians.
都是前一半都是先讲那些那个高深的真理。
In the first half, it's talking about the principles, which is very and high.
然后呢，后头再讲在实行当中如何应用。
Then the second half will tell us how to put this into reality.
所以我就只好顺服。
Then I have to obey.
所以我恳请弟兄姊妹今天也忍耐地听着。
Would like brothers and sisters have patience to listen.
如果有不明白的地方，我们可以以后有机会再私下交通。
If there's anything that you don't understand, then we can have individual fellowship later.
大家听的时候呢，也尽量的都多为我祷告。
And then pray for me while you listen.
我能让我给我口才，给我那个恩赐，让我能够用简单的话把主的心给大家讲清楚。
Give me eloquent and an understanding so I can speak it clearly with simple words.
今天的信息只是一个综述性的。
And this is just a summary of the message today.
所以以后如果我主许可的话，我们再找机会跟大家再交通以后那个在实行方面的事情。
If the Lord wills, I can have fellowship later on and how we put this into practice.
所以我们先看第一个点，就是神在创造里的主权。
And the first aspect is that God's sovereignty in His creation.
你说你知道我们弟兄姊妹很多弟兄姊妹家里头他们都有个后院，后院里头都种着菜园子。
We know our sisters, we planted vegetables in at our backyard.
你们很多的果树。
And then fruit trees.
我们那些菜园子结了果的时候，果树也结果了，结了果子的时候。
When you harvest the vegetable or fruit,
这些果树素菜就如同你自己所造的东西一样。
And those vegetables and those fruit is like you created, you made it.
它是属于你的。
It belongs to you.
你完全对他们有绝对的主权。
You have the absolute right to how to use it.
你想怎么吃就怎么吃。
You can eat in whatever way you cook.
你不想吃你就把它丢了。
If you don't want to eat, you can toss it.
不过弟兄姊妹都很有爱心。
But I know we are very caring.
他们照着自己心里所喜悦的拿来给弟兄姊妹分享。
And if they please, they will take it to church and share with brothers and sisters.
也许这个比喻不是很恰当，但是在告诉我们说什么叫做主权。
Maybe this example is not that appropriate, but this tells us what is the sovereignty of God.
在创造里是主权。
And His sovereignty in His creation.
所以在启示录第四章，我们看见天约翰打开。
In Revelation chapter 4, and then we see that the heaven opens to
看见神坐在宝座之上。
He saw that God sat in the midst of the throne.
这也是丹尼利在丹尼利书七章九节里所看到说，那恒古长存，那个亘古长存者坐在宝座之上。
This is also what Daniel see, and it sees is the throne was were in the place, and then the Ancient of Days was seated.
宝座在圣经当中，总是讲到那个神那个至高无上的主权。
And the throne talking about God's absolute sovereignty.
亘古常在着坐在宝座上，就说明他从永世到永世来掌管、来掌权做王。
The one who the Ancient of Days who was seated, it means from everlasting to everlasting he reigned.
24位长老俯伏在宝座面前来敬拜创造的主。
The 24 elders and then they bow and then to worship the Creator.
他说：“我们说，我们的主，我们的是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，而且万物是因着你的旨意被创造而有的。”
They say, "You are worthy, O Lord, receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created."
所以我们看见这一段呢，第四章当中，他是讲在赞美神的创造。
And then in chapter 4, it's to praise the creation.
也就是说神在创造里头他拥有主权。
And then God owns the sovereignty in his own creation.
因为他坐在宝座上。
And then he sit in the throne.
他对所有的受造物拥有绝对的合法主权。
He has the absolute legal right to all the creatures.
万物都归属他，都归他所有。
All things belong to him, he owns it all.
那么创世纪第一章第一节就告诉我们这件事情。
And then in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 it tells us.
他说神起初神创造天地。
In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
这是一个宣告，是一个陈述。
That's a declaration and its statement.
直接了当地告诉我们说万物都是神所创造的。
It directly tells us all things are created by God.
他对万物拥有绝对的主权。
He has absolutely right on over all things.
合法的主权
is the legal right.
他是万物都归属给他。
Because all things are belong to him.
他不需要给人解释他怎么样创造。
He doesn't need to explain how he created.
虽然他圣经里给我们留下很多的证据来说服人是万物是神创造的。
And even though there's many evidence in Bible and it tells us how he created.
他不需要说服人万物是他造的，他只要宣告就好了。
But he doesn't need to convince us. He just need to declare.
而且我们在看在希伯来文当中，在旧约时候，他讲到神的名的时候，他是怎么样用的呢？
In book of Hebrew, when he talking about God, how does it call him?
他说耶和华神。
It says God Jehovah.
耶和华的意思就是那个亚威，他的意思是什么意思？就是我是。
Jehovah means Yahweh. It means I am.
或者说自有永有。
The self exist or eternal.
神这个呢，它是一个单数形式、复数形式的字，叫Elohim。
The word God is a plural, it's Elohim.
But singular in form, plural in form, singular in usage.
And plural in form, singular in use.
就是英文讲英文的弟兄姊妹，他就懂英文的就知道，你看，比方像那个群众 mass 在英文里头用的时候，他那个后头跟着那个动词是单数的。
In English, when we say the mass, but in the verb, it uses singular.
它是个群体的东西，但是它用起来却是一个单数的。
It is plural, but when you use it, it's used in singular verb.
那么他的意思是什么意思？就是说，他就是至高无上的神 ，the supreme God, the majestic one.
It means is 我是至高无上的神。
对。所以耶和华的意思就是说，我是至高无上、自由拥有的神。
Jehovah means I am the supreme God, the majestic one.
所以他既是至高无上的那位神。
He is the supreme God.
他创造了万有。
He created all things.
他照着自己的旨意创造万有。
By his own will.
万有当属他所有。
Of course, all things belong to him.
所以就着我们自己的受造来讲。
And for our creation,
神照着他的形象跟样式造了我们。
And God created us by His own image.
在他的旨意里头创，在他的旨意里头创造了我们。
And He created us in His will.
我们自己和我们的所有当然归属我们的神。
Ourselves and everything we have, of course, belong to Him.
他对我们自己和我们所有拥有绝对的主权。
He has the absolute right to own us and everything we have.
不单神自己是有那个有主权。
Not only God Himself has the sovereignty.
在他的意念当中还有一个非常荣耀的意念。
And in His mind there is a glorious thoughts.
他就是要人来为他掌权。
And He wants man to rule things for Him.
所以在神在所以你就看见那个在但以理书里头，他就看见说有一位在。但以理书第七章十三到十四节，他这样看，他说是有一位人子驾着天云而来，被领到亘古长存人面前，得了荣耀权柄，权柄荣耀国度是跟各国各族的人都来侍奉他，他的永直到永是到永远的，不能废，他的国永坏。
In Daniel chapter 7, it says there is one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven.He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages shall serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, all his kingdom, the one which will not be destroyed.
以西结书一章二十六节也让我们看见，以西结看见一个异象，他感觉说宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。
In Ezekiel received a vision, and he saw on the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it.
所以我们看见神的意念中有一个非常荣耀的思想，就是他有人在荣耀当中为他掌权。
In God's will, he wants to have dominion over all things for him.
所以当神用三天，当神用六天创造了天地之后，复造了天地之后。
When God restored heaven and earth in six days,
他就照着自己的形象跟样式造了人。
He created man according to his own likeness and his own image.
他告诉他们说，他们要管理海中的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上爬的一切昆虫，要生养众多，遍面地满，治理这地，要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样活动的行动的活物，为神掌权。
And then God said, let us make man in our own image. According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Be fruitful and multiply, fill in the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on earth.
所以宋尚杰弟兄有一句话讲得很好。
And then our brother Song has a saying, 宋尚杰。
张桑。
Yeah.
他说神是要人做他的陆海空三军大元帅。
He said, God wants men to be the commanders over the army, navy, and the air force.
所以而且神呢把他能够为他掌权的这个生命代表这个生命的生命树放在园子的当中。
And then God put the tree of life, which is his life, in the middle of the garden.
摆在神的面前，好让他借着吃生命树的果子，与神的生命联合，来为神掌权。
So he put that tree in the middle of the tree, so that man can choose the fruit of the tree of life, so that they can reign things over all for God.
但是可惜的是，亚当并没有明白这件事情。
Unfortunately, Adam didn't understand this.
不但这样，创世纪第三章就发生了堕落的事情。
So in chapter 3, Genesis, and he fell.
就是亚当夏娃，神交给他们的主权，滚卖给了撒旦。
And what's the fallen means is Adam and Eve, they handed over the power that God gave it to them to Satan.
做了一本最亏本的生意。
They made a worse business deal.
换来死来作为工匠。
And as a result, they received the wages of sin, which is death.
从此人不但不能为神掌权。
Since then, not only man cannot reign for God.
成了神的仇敌，魔鬼的傀儡与工具。
And it becomes a puppet and tools of the adversary of God, Satan.
来抗拒瓜分神的主权。
And then to resist, to break, to divide the sovereignty of God.
所以叛逆是堕落的根本。
To rebel is the base of the fallen.
所以叛逆的根本问题是什么呢？就是干犯、抗拒、瓜分、掠夺神的主权。
And then what is to rebel against? It is to break, to take, to rob the authority.
所以这是最根本、最严肃的问题。
That is serious and it's basic.
从而来，我们看见那个人所创造的大地来瓜分。
Then we see since the past 1,000 years, and the man is trying to take to rob the land that belongs to God.
甚至不惜战争杀祸。
And then even kill by war.
所以尤其是在那个以色列地。
Especially in the land of Israel.
神赐给他百姓的地被别人占领。
The land that God gave it to his people was occupied by others.
而且他们可以造成你说我们1000多年我们都住在这里，所以这当然地是当然是我们的。
And they say we own these things 1,000 years, of course we own it.
更厉害的是在过去的差不多二十多三十年当中。
And then even worse, in the past 20 or 30 years.
作为世界霸权的美国的最近几任总统。
And a couple of terms of the president of America, which is the world hegemony.
他们都试图分割大君王的城耶路撒冷。
They tried to divide the city of Jerusalem, which is the city of the great king.
也正着是照着圣经所预言的遭受了审判。
And then, of course, according to the prophecies of the from the Bible, and they received the judgment.
所以在过去的30年当中，你看我们那个兰佩德弟兄，他对着美国讲了许多的预言。
And our brother Lance Lambert has prophesied many things regarding of America.
很多都应验了。
And it's fulfilled.
因为他们要分割这些耶路撒冷。
Because they want to divide Jerusalem.
因为这是。就是诗篇第二篇跟48篇里头讲的，就是那个 the controversy of Zion 对西安的争辩。
And then in Psalms, it says it's a controversy of the Zion.
神不许可东耶路撒冷，不许可圣殿山，不许可锡安山落在别人的手中。
And then God will not allow Jerusalem, it will become and fall into the hand of the enemy.
我的任何人胆敢抗拒，必定遭到审判。
All the offenders will be judged and punished.
不单世人瓜分神的那个。
Not only the worldly people divide the land of God.
Yeah. 就是神自己的百姓，也把神给他们的产业，占为自己的，成为自占为己有。
Also God's own people and then try to take it and occupy it by themselves.
你看扫罗就是这样的很明显的例子。
And Saul is an example.
大家知道神高扫罗做王，他把神的产业当管为己有。
We know that God anointed Saul as the king, but he take the inheritance of God as his own.
大家都知道当约利大卫杀了哥利巨人哥利亚以后，妇女常说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，扫罗就非常恼怒大卫。
And when David killed Goliath, and then the women sing, David slain 10,000 and, yeah. and Saul only thousand, and then and Saul was very angry about it.
他说把万万归给大卫，把千千归给我，你就只剩下王位没给他了。
And then he said, "Give the 10,000 to David and 1,000 to me. Else, you give it to him as my kingdom."
这他要定义要杀大卫。
And then he determined to kill David.
然后他的儿子约拿单却设法保护大卫。
His son Jonathan tried to protect David.
所以把扫罗对他儿子约拿单就非常恼火。
So he's angry to Jonathan.
他说耶许的儿子若在这世间活着，你和你的国位必站立不住。
For as long as the son of Jesse lives on the earth, you shall not be established nor your kingdom.
你看他们不是在为神掌权，他为自己掌权。
He's not ruling for God, he's ruling for himself.
这足以证明扫罗把神的产业占为己有。
And that proves that Saul take the inheritance of God.
干犯神的主权。
As own.And then he against the sovereignty of God.
但是合乎神意心意的人却不是这样子。
And but if the people who are for who after the heart of the Lord will not do such thing.
大卫就是这样子。
And then that is David.
他跟扫罗完全相反。
He's opposite than Saul.
神在讲过，在四千年人类历史当中，只对一个人亲自见证说合我心意的人。
In the past 4,000 years of the history of human, in the Old Testament, and then God only appointed one, says he is after my heart desire.
那就是大卫。
That is David.
他是一个合乎或者是寻求并照着神心意的人。
He's seeking, and then he followed the heart desire of the Lord.
大卫认识到，就创造而言，万有。和自己都归属耶和华。
Because David knows everything is everything it belong to Jehovah.
所以他作诗说，在诗篇二十四篇里，第一他这样说：地和其中所充满的，世间和其间和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
That's why he wrote a song in Psalm chapter 24: The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein.
在诗篇，他在写的诗篇103篇第19节，他是这样讲。他说耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的统管万有。
In Psalm chapter 103 says, The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all.
所以我们看见大卫不是为自己做王。
And then we know David as a king is not for himself.
而是让神的国度、神的宝座统管万有。
He wants God's kingdom, God's throne rules over all.
他满心所关心的就是跟神的约柜找一个安息的所在。
And then all he cares is to find a resting place for God's ark.
所以神就因此允许他跟他的后裔永远坐在宝座上做王。
So God promised him and his house will be the king. He and his house will be throne forever and ever.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那这对我们意味着什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, what does this mean to us?
我们有没有像大卫那样认识到就是受造我们自己都是归于神的呢？
Do we understand as David that we ourselves and then all things all belong to the Lord?
我们有没有在实际的生活当中让在我们的生活当中每一件事情上做王掌权？
Do we let the Lord become the master in the aspect of our life?
神今天 仍然坐在天上的宝座上。
And God still sat in the throne in heaven.
那他有没有坐在我们心中的宝座上呢
？But is He sat in the throne of our hearts?
如若不然，我们就是让我们自己。或者让任何事情坐在我们心中的宝座上。
If it's not that we let things and other things or maybe ourselves sit on the throne of our hearts,
我们就如同扫罗一样，如同世人一样，我们就在干犯、掠夺、瓜分神的主权。
And then we are as Saul and as all the worldly people, we're taking rob the sovereignty from God.
这是一件非常非常严肃的事情。
This is very serious matter.
所以我们现在下面再看第二个点，就是神在创造救赎里的主权。
And then, the second aspect is the God's sovereignty in His salvation.
启示录第四章，在那个地方，在那个地方，他们赞美神的创造。
In Revelation chapter 4, it's talking about they praise God's creation.
应该严格说，应该是创造而赞美神。
And then because of the creation, they praise God.
但是在第五章里头。他是在敬拜赞美那位救赎的主。
And then in chapter 5, they worship, praise, the Savior.
所以我们在第五章的时候就看见有被杀的羔羊在宝座的中央。
And in chapter 5, we will see in the Lamb sit in the midst of the throne.
所以约翰看见宝座上神坐在宝座上神的右手当中拿着一个用七印封严了的书卷。
So John see that God took the scroll out of the right hand of God.
所以天上、地上、地底下没有谁能够配得揭开那七印、展开那书卷。
And then no one is worthy to open the scroll in heaven and earth and under the earth.
当圣经讲到神的时候，都是讲到神的大能，都说到神的大能。
When Bible talks about the right hand of God, it talks about God's.
如果一个书卷在神的大能的右手当中
，If a scroll in the right hand of God,
说明它的意义、它的价值都极其的重大。
It talking about its significance, its value is great.
需要神用他的右大能的右手来托住、来握住。
It needs His right hand to hold it.
然而却没有人能够配得展开七印。揭开七印，展开书卷。
But no one is worthy to open the scroll and the seven seals.
Yeah. 所以约翰明白这些东西。
So John understand this.
所以他就大哭。
So he wept.
然后24位长老当中有一位就来安慰他。
And so one of the elders, come here to comfort him.
他说不要哭，看那犹大支派的狮子大卫跟他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
He said, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribes of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seals."
所以约翰一看，他就看见被一个缸在宝座的中央。
So when he looked, and then he behold, in the midst of the throne.It's the lamb.
It's 刚刚被杀过的。
It was just slain.
有七角七眼，就是神的七灵才奉差遣往普天下去的。
And he has the seven horns, seven eyes, and then that's the seven spirit that God sent out into all the earth.
他看见这羔羊从中宝座，从神的右手当中接过书卷。
He see the lamb that take the scroll from the right hand of God.
等到一接过书卷，我们就看这个次序，大家注意的是，你看，然后先是那个宝座中。和宝座周围的四活物，大家很难想象，这个四活物又在宝座中间，在宝座周围，宝座中跟宝座周围的四活物和宝座周围的24位长老，他们先俯伏敬拜羔羊。
Let's see the orders. First of all, it's the throne who sit in the midst of the throne, and then it's the four creatures, and then it's the 24 elders. They all fell down and worship.
他们各拿着琴和生满了圣托祈祷的之香的那个金炉，在唱新歌。
And then they're holding harps and then the golden bowls and then with the incense they sing songs.
他说你不拿书卷配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来叫他们归神归给神，又叫他们成为国民做祭司，在地上执掌王权。
And they say you are worthy, over all. Okay, I'm lost it. I lost this one. Okay, it says in every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as in
你配得接拿出书印揭开七。
And then you are worthy to open or to open the scroll and then to loose the seven seals.
然后呢是什么呢？然后就二十四位长，四活物和二十四位长老的那个周围的那个千万众天使，他们大声说。被杀的羔羊配得权柄、丰富智慧能力尊贵荣耀称赞。
And then all the angels over there, and then it says all the honor and the kingdom and glory and things to the Lamb.
然后是什么呢？然后是天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地之间所有的被造之物都说愿颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊直到永永远远。
And then every creature who is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and then all that are in them I heard saying blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sit on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.
最后呢是四活物回应说阿们众长老也俯伏敬拜。
Then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever.
大家看见没有这个次序？从宝座达到万有，再从万有回归宝座。
Do you see the order? And from the throne to everything, and then from all things back to the throne.
这是神掌真的主权要做成的事情。
And that is what God's sovereignty accomplished.
所以这个被杀的羔是别人。
The lambs, who just slain is not other people.
他就是那位已经得胜的犹大支派的狮子。
He is the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David.
就是施洗约翰所宣告的说看哪神的羔羊背去使你世人罪业的。
That is what John says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
而是我们的主耶稣基督他的背负世人的罪舍命流血付上了极重的代价。
And that is our Lord, and he took the iniquities from the world and shed his blood and give his life and then he paid a great price.
然后买了人回来归给神。
He purchased man and then gave back to God.
所以他配得尊贵荣耀和权柄。
That's why he is worthy to the honor, the glory and authority.
所以被杀的羔羊登上宝座配得接过书卷配得揭开世印因为他付上了买赎的代价。
And then, the lamb was slain, because he paid the price, that's why he's worthy, to sit on the throne and open the scroll and the seven seals.
这个也是再简单不过的道理。
That is a very simple principle.
假如你买了什么东西。
If you buy anything.
假如比如说你买了一辆车。
For example, you buy a car.
那个车的主权就归属给你。
You own it.
那属于你的车。
That belong to you.
你可以随意用，随意开。
And then you can use it whatever you want.
你只要是不犯法，也不干犯别人的利益，然后别人就没有权干涉，因为那是你的。
If you don't use it to against the law and then to hurt others and to make an accident, you own it.
所以你看在因为你买赎的，所以归给你。
Because you purchased, it belong to you.
所以那个耶利米书32章里头他记载说
In Jeremiah chapter 32
yeah,
a mention
当那个时候那个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒带大军攻打耶路撒冷
When Jerusalem was besieged by Nebuchadnezzar
Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar
Nebuchadnezzar
Yeah, 尼布甲尼撒来攻打耶路撒冷
then,
那个时候耶路撒冷马上就要丢了
And then Jerusalem is about to lose its, the city.
那地方叫成为荒场照着他预言的。
And then, according to the prophecies, that place will become a desolate place.
但他叔叔的儿子来找他。
And then his cousin, the son of his uncle came to him.
所以要他买他在边缘地亚拿兔的一块地。
And then his cousin asked Jeremiah to buy the field that is in Anatus, which is in the country of Benjamin.
所以耶利米照着主的吩咐，用17舍客的银子买了那块地。
According to the order of the Lord, and Jeremiah bought the field by 17 shekels of silver.
所以并在地契上画了押。
And he signed on the deed.
将封严的那一份和公开的。 那个一份，就两内容相同的两那个收藏起来。
And then he put this in the earth vessel, both is sealed, the one is open.
Yeah, 就当将来以色列人恢复国的时候，恢复产业的时候。
When Israelites return to Israel,
那付了十七舍客的银子的，就会拿着那些地契来认领他的土地。
The one who paid the 17 shekels of silver will take his deeds, come here to declare the land.
这就预表我们的主，他曾公开被杀。
This is the typology of our Lord. That he was slain openly.
付上了代价，买出了人来。
He paid the price. He purchased.
这是圣经所公开记载的。
This is what the Bible recorded.
这就是那敞开的那一份。
That is the open deed.
他有资格来配得揭开那封着的那个被亲印封严了的那个书卷。
And then he's qualified, he's worthy to open the sealed scroll.
就是那封严了的那一份。
That is the sealed.
内容的两份。
And it's the same contract, it's both one sealed, one open.
来见证这件事是可靠的。
And he just to testify this is the fact.
所以他买出了的那个大地，这就是他拿那个书卷，就是他买出大地的地文契，那个地契。
The scroll that is the deed that he purchased the land.
Title deed, 对。
The title.
所以他认领。来才认领他所买出的大地。
And he come here to declare, he purchased the land.
以及其中的万有。
And then everything in it.
所以他对地跟其中所充满都拥有主权。
So that's why he owns the sovereignty in the land and everything therein.
这是我们的主所买所买付上代价所买出大地回来再归给他的这个证据。
And then that proves that the Lord paid the price, and then He purchased, and then get back to.
主耶稣基督之所以要舍命流血救赎我们。
The reason that the Lord has to shed blood and to save.
就是因为创世纪第三章的堕落。
Because of the falling in chapter 3 of Genesis.
如果没有堕落，就不需要救赎。
If there is no falling, there is no need for redemption.
我们就讲堕落是人把属神的主权拱手卖给撒旦。
The fallen is the man hand over the power that God gave it to them to Satan.
所以圣经称他是这个世界的王和这个今世的王和这个世界的神。
And then the Bible calls Satan the ruler of this world and the god of this age.
所以那个你知道那个那个当我们的主耶稣基督在地上的时候。魔鬼来试探主的时候
When the Lord is on earth, the Satan come here tempt the Lord.
你知道那第二个试探是什么东西呢？就是他把万国的荣华显给主看。
What is the second time he tried to tempt the Lord, and he shows all the glory on this earth to the Lord?
他跟主说这是原来是交给我的。
He told the Lord, authority it was delivered to me.
我愿意给谁就给谁。
I will give it to whoever.
你只要拜我一下，我就把这些东西全给你了。
If you bow to me, you worship me, I'll give them to you.
像我们，你看我们的主没有在那个地方没有否认，那个魔鬼撒旦就拥有这个世界。
The Lord didn't deny that Satan owns the world.
所以他需要流血什么，再从撒旦手中把他买赎回来。
That's why he needs to shed blood and then give his life to us to buy it back from Satan.
所以我们看见旧约一开始的时候讲到创造。
We know in the Old Testament in the beginning it talking about the creation.
所以神在创造里有主权。
And God has a sovereignty in His creation.
新约一开始也承接旧约来再来讲神在救赎里头的主权。
In the New Testament it is continue of the Old Testament is talking about God's sovereignty in the salvation.
所以新约一开始的时候呢，我们就看见马太福音里头他说我们的主耶稣基督是大卫的儿子，是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
So in the beginning of the New Testament and then it talking about the Lord the Son.Of David, this Abraham.
作为大卫的儿子，他是蒙应许来承受，来做王的。
As son of David, he was promised to be the king.
那东方来的几个伯利就说，那是生下来做王的。
As the wise man says, he has been born the king of Jews.
但是他并不是一生下来就做了王。
And actually, he wasn't the king when he was born.
他不是 做婴孩的时候就担负政权。
The government wasn't on his shoulder when he was a baby.
而是需要先受苦被杀流血付上代价然后才能登上宝座。
He has to suffer, be slain, and then enthroned.
作为亚伯拉罕的儿子。
A son of Abraham.
那个他蒙应神的，他是蒙神的应许来承受父亲所有产业的。
He was promised to come here to receive the inheritance.
但他并没一生下来就那些产业。
But he wouldn't receive the inheritance when he was born.
而是先付上了极重无比，从魔鬼手中产业给赎回来。
And then, but he paid a great price, and then he redeemed this inheritance from Satan.
所以他才有资格来接管地的文切书。
And then that's why he's worthy to take the scroll and the deed of the land.
所以这就如同。那个你记得那个亚伯拉罕在迦南地的时候神已经把那块地赐给他。
It is like an Abraham, God gave, the place to Abraham.
但是那块地却被别人占着。
But that land was occupied by somebody else.
他需要把以撒献在坛上付上代价才有资格承受那块地。
He has to sacrifice Isaac on the altar to sacrifice, then he hasHe's qualified to receive the inheritance.
所以因为以撒所付上的代价。
Because the price of Isaac paid.
Yeah. 因为他作为祭物负担被摆在祭坛上。
Because he paid the price that which is his son Isaac was plundered.
所以他的子孙后来有资格来进入那块地把他们夺回来。
That's why his descendant is required to enter that land and take it back.
这就是我们主耶稣基督所付上的代价。
That's the price that the Lord paid.
今天在圣灵的带领之下，我们才可以在基督里来夺取仇敌所夺取神的领地，来做我们的基业。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and then we are able to take it back and the inheritance from Satan.
所以毫无疑问，所以因着他的流血付上代价，完成救赎，我们的主耶稣基督他那个需要他。有资格坐在大卫的宝座上做王。
Undoubtedly, because the Lord paid the price, and then he was slain, and then he's worthy to sit in the throne of David.
所以他不但是做大卫家的王，也要做全地的王。
Not only he be the king of the house of David, but the king of the whole world.
他是全地真正的主人。
He is the true master of the world.
不仅仅是给神应许亚伯拉罕的主人。
And then not only the land that God promised to Abraham.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们现在看得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, now we clearly see.
在创造里头对我们拥有绝对的主权。
And God owns the absolute right in His creation.
在救赎里头，他也对我们拥有绝对的主权。
He owns us the.In His salvation,
他是我们的主，他是我们的王。
He is our King, our Master.
巴不得我们的心中深深的明白这一点。
I hope we can understand this deeply.
这不但是一个客观的事实，让它变成我们主观的经历。
Not only this is objective, objective fact, but also becomes our subjective facts.
所以成让主真实在我们的生活当中做主掌权。
And may the Lord be truly be our master and rule over our life.
在每一件事上做王做主掌权。
And let him be the master in everything of our life.
因为我们一生当中没有什么事情是出于我们的。
And because nothing is belong to us in our life.
最后我们再来看神如何保全他的主权。
And lastly we will see how God secure sovereignty.
这个方法就是十字架。
The way is the cross.
所以在我们看看刚刚那个看过的启示录第五章当中。
When we read Revelation chapter 5.
对。二十四长老的一位给那个约翰解释说他是大卫的我们的是大卫支派的大卫支派的狮子不是犹大支派的狮子大卫的根他能够登上宝座揭开七印展开书卷。
And then one of the elders, told John, the line of the tribes of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.
所以他能够展开是因为他得胜了。
He's able to open the scroll because he prevailed.
他的得胜是他能够掌权，能够得回疆土。
He won the victory, that is, he's able to take back the sovereignty.
那圣经告诉我们说他是怎么样得胜的呢？
And the Bible tells us how did he win the victory?
所以我们就看见他看，我们就看见最后圣就后面圣经让我们看见是什么狮子。降羔羊而且被杀。
And the Bible tells us the lion, be humble to become and be slain.
换句话说，坐在宝座上那一位本来是犹大支派的狮子。
And then in another word, the one who sat on the throne was the lion of the tribe of Judah.
但却甘愿降卑自己，成为神逾越的羔羊。
But he was willing to humble, becomes the lamb of the Passover.
在十字架上被杀，流血舍命，付上代价。
And then he was slain on the cross, and he paid the price and shed his blood.
从那篡权者手中来夺回那本属于神的一切主权。
He took back the sovereignty from God from the stealer.
并且带着这一切主权径直回到宝座。
And then he took all the sovereignty and then directly went back to the throne.
这就是为什么约翰看见那个羔羊是刚好像是刚刚被杀过的。
That's why John sees the lamb was just slain.
因为那是他所看见的，那是大概六十多年前我们的主那个升天坐上宝座那个时候的情景。
And then John sees, and then when he wrote one book is 60 years ago when John saw the Lord and descended.
他已经受了圣灵的膏抹，被立为主，立为基督了。
He see that the Lord has already be both the Lord and the Christ.
并差遣圣灵到普天，就是那七灵被差遣到普天下去，这五旬节圣灵就降下来了。
In the Pentecost, that the seven spirits was sent out into all the earth.
所以我们看见启示录第五章所记载的事实上就是保罗在腓立比书第二章所记载的。
And what we see in chapter 5, Revelation, actually it is what Paul wrote in Philippians.
所以在腓立比书第二章第六到十一节他这样我来念一下我们姊妹再用英文念。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 11.
大家都熟悉。我相信很多人都会背。
I know you even can memorize it.
Okay, 他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚举，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。被神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀归于父神。
Who being in the form of God did not consider its robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondslave, and coming in the likeness of man, and being formed in appearance as a man, and he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him the name which is above all names, that is the name of Jesus.Every knee shall bow on of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以我们的主基督耶稣用十字架来保全了神一切的主权。
And then our Lord secured sovereignty by the cross.
他是为了神的主权而十字架。
In order to secure the sovereignty of God, so he went to cross.
在十字架上，他是为了神的主权而征战。
And then he fought on the cross for God's sovereignty.
所以主借着他的仆人斯派克弟兄，从神的话语当中，把他。身心当中的终极的问题给我们启示出来。
And God revealed His ultimate will through our brother's spark.
对，神永远旨意的最终极的东西是什么东西呢？也就是我们见证的最终极的问题是什么问题呢？就是神，我们主耶稣基督在这个宇宙当中具有绝对的主权对每一件事情。
What is the ultimate purpose of God's will?And what is the ultimate testimony, the purpose of our testimony, which is that God has the absolute right, Jesus Christ has the absolute right in all universe.
In everything in the universe.
Yeah. That's the ultimate issue
in the universe.
In the universe.
所以我们看见神在 在今天做很多的事情是有永远价值的。
And we know what God works and come with eternal purpose.
我们知道十字架是永远的，教会也是永远的。
We know the cross is eternal and then the church is eternal.
基督的身体是永远的。
And the Christ, the body of Christ is eternal.
但是一切这一切的永远的东西，最后要解决什么问题呢？就是神的主权的问题。
And then all those eternities and what is the issue to be solved is God's sovereignty.
所以大家挑。请弟兄姊妹那个心里头要切知道这件事情，因为这是宇宙当中最终极的问题，干犯神的主权是最严肃的罪。
I would like us to understand that in the whole universe, if anyone would against offend God's sovereignty, it will be punished.
所以这个主权呢，我用斯巴克弟兄的话说，他说没有抗衡，没有保留的。
What is this? I will use what our brother Spark says is unedited, unrevived, unreserved.
说记住是没有分割，没有抗衡，没有保留的。
That's the sovereignty of God. It's undivided, unrevived, unreserved.
Okay, 神在时间跟历史当中的一切工作、行动跟目的，都是行和作为，都是为了这个目的。
All the works that God has in times in history is for this purpose.
所以我们大家请弟兄姊妹明白这件事情。
I would, brothers and sisters, will understand this.
十字架是对神主权对神永远主权的忠心公认。
And then the cross is the God's work to secure His absolute right.
The central acknowledgement to the right of God. Okay.所以认识到神的主权这个最终极的事和神保全他主权的方法。
To know the sovereignty of is the ultimate purpose and then the way that God secures his sovereignty.
也就是他的十字架。
That is the cross.
我们就断不敢丝毫的马虎去干犯神的主权。
Then we would not ignore it and then to offend the sovereignty of God.
并让我们学习珍赏十字架。
And then we will learn to cherish the cross.
所以弟兄亲爱的弟兄姊妹那个也许这些东西对聪明的弟兄姊妹可能有点高了。
Dear brothers and sisters, maybe this principle is too high for us.
但至少让我们心里都牢牢记住这一点。
But at least let us to remember.
让它成为我们的观念。
Becomes our thoughts.
让帮助我们在学习在凡事上以尊主为主尊主为王。
Let us help us in everything that will acknowledge God is our Lord, our King.
来，让我们来学习珍赏十字架的救恩和临到我们十字身上的十字架的工作。
And let us to cherish the salvation of the cross and then the work of the cross on us.
学习甘愿十字架来跟随主。
Let us to learn we are willing to our cross and to follow the Lord.
你知道旧约的坛总是预表新约的十字架。
You know the altar in the Old Testament is the type for cross in New Testament.
所以因着堕落现在而且因着堕落现在祭坛上的那个祭物必须要有流血。
Because of the fallen,the sacrifice on the altar must shed blood.
因为照着希伯来九章二十二节说按照律法凡物差不多都是用血洁净的若不流血罪就不得赦免了。
In Hebrews chapter 9 it says, And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission.
这是神的定规。
That's what God said.
所以我们要今天下面我们借着那个施柏克弟兄在他一本书当中的那个思路，借着他的那个思路的帮助，我们很快也从圣经里头看一下，圣经怎么样记载神用十字架来保全他的主权。
Let's quickly review how God secure His sovereignty through us through the book from our brother Spark.
刚刚讲过，神对大地拥有主权。
We just mentioned God owns absolute right of the land.
并且这个主权是让神来为他掌权的。
And then this is the God reigns over all.
God wants man to rule.
God wants man to rule, has dominion over all.
Yeah. 但是创世纪第三章却发生了堕落。
But in chapter 3, Genesis, man failed.
所以是人本来对这一切都有主权。
And then man has the dominion over all things.
所以人的堕落使得人把地和其中万物的主权拱手交给撒旦。
Because the man is falling, and then now he handed over the power, the authority over all things to Satan.
所以我们看见神立刻那个看见那个在那个地方流着一个无辜生命的血。
Immediately we see there was an innocent, shed the blood of an innocent.
为亚当夏娃做了一个皮子的衣服给他们穿。
And God made the clothes by the animal skin on Adam and Eve.
圣经没有说流的是哪一个生命的血。
The Bible didn't tell us which animal it was slain.
但是从圣经当中一贯的神一贯的预表跟做事的法则。
According to all the typology in the Bible, and then the way that God does things.
我们可以完全断定，那一定是一只羔羊。
We can say that must be a lamb.
这是预表神的羔羊耶稣基督为我们赎罪流血。
That is typology that the Lamb of God and Jesus Christ to shed blood for us.
让他的儿子成为我们的义袍穿上。
And then let his son become the righteous robe and put over us.
就像他给亚当夏娃穿上那个皮子的衣服一样。
Like God put the clothes by the animal skin on Adam and Eve.
这就是保罗在哥林多前书一章三十节所说的，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
And that is what Paul says in Corinthians, is about him, you are in Christ who become for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification redemption.
所以请大家注意，神使基督成为我们的义。
And then, I would like you pay attention. And God made Christ become our righteousness.
不是让基督的义成为我们的义。
It is not the righteousness of Christ become our righteousness.
他的义只能定罪我们。
And then the righteousness of Christ can only condemn us.
不能救赎我们。
Cannot save us.
只有基督才能成为我们的义，才能救赎我们。
Only Christ can be our righteousness and save us.
这里虽然没有说没有明确说明有说出有祭坛。
Even though it didn't point out the altar.
但因为是预表，所以我们相信祭坛已经在里头。
Because this is a typology, because we know that the altar is in it.
所以地和虽然地的主权被亚当夏娃给卖掉了。
Although the deed of the land was sold by Adam and Eve.
但神却着祭坛跟祭坛上所流血的那个所流的血。把主权再买再保全回来。
But through the altar and the blood shed on the brother, and then God bought it back.
所以后来呢，就是亚伯的祭坛。
And then we're talking about the altar of Abel.
我们不知道亚伯为什么选择牧羊为业。
We don't know why Abel chose to be a keeper of sheep.
该隐呢是用以种地为业。
And then Cain was the tiller of the ground.
我相信亚当夏娃一定给他们两个儿子都讲述过。那个神如何撒了一只羔羊给他们做了皮子衣服穿上。
I believe Adam and Eve must told their sons and how God slain an innocent animal and put a leather clothes over them.
也一定给他们讲述了神如何要亚当终日劳苦耕作汗流满面才得以糊口。
They must told their sons in how man has been toil, eat of the food all days of their life, and then in sweat of their face they shall eat bread.
但是很可能该隐呢对神撒无辜羔羊之血那件事并没有在意。
Maybe Cain didn't pay attention that God slain the innocent lamb.
也他可能只注意了神说让他父亲那个劳作来糊口。
Maybe he just heard that and his father has to labor and to eat the bread.
所以他学着他父亲的样子选择了种地为业。
So he just followed the step of his father to become the tiller of the ground.
子承父业。
And then the son is how far the apple fall far from the tree.
子承父业，所以依靠自己的努力了。来讨神的喜悦。
He wants to please God by his own work.
所以也可能他认为这样做是听神的话，而且是孝敬父母。
Maybe he thought he's obedient and listened to what the father the parents told him.
但就不知道那个话是咒诅的话。
But he didn't understand that words is a curse.
然而亚伯却不是这样。
But Abel did things differently.
他不知道怎么样，他就开始关心起了他那个被杀的羔羊的事。
Don't know why, but he concerned about the lamb who was slain.
所以那就是牧羊为业。
And he chose to be a keeper of sheep.
我们实在是没有办法知道亚伯当时是怎么样生活的。
We didn't know how Abel make living.
因为那个时候神没有让人吃肉啊。
Because at that time God didn't let them eat meat.
吃肉是挪亚从方舟里出来以后的事情。
And then to eat meat, that's after Noah, out of the ark.
所以他牧羊不是为了生活的。
And then he be a shepherd is not as a living.
只有一个目的就是献祭。
And that's only one purpose, which is to offer a sacrifice.
也就是说，亚伯一生的生活的目的不是为了自己能生活，而是为了给神献祭。
So the purpose of Abel, it is not for himself make living, but to sacrifice.
当该隐把他地里的出产献给神的时候，我想一定是最好的出产。
When Cain offered sacrifice from the best of the produce from his labor,
他一方面忽略了神对地的咒诅。
On one hand, he ignored the curse from God.
一方面要自己的功行。
On the other hand, he was boast of his work.
在一方面，那个祭物上没有血。
On the over, that sacrifice has no blood.
因为植物的生命是没有血的生命。
Because the life of a plant has no blood.
它不能赎罪。
It cannot be a redeemed thing.
所以神对他的祭物连看一眼都不看。
So God wasn't pleased by his offering.
但是亚伯所献上的羔羊是流流血的。
But the lamb that Abel offered come with blood.
带进了赦免。
It come with forgiveness.
也没有自己的功劳。
He has no proud from his own work.
所以神就蒙了神的悦纳。
So it pleased God.
同样，这是虽然没有明确说明有祭坛。
It didn't mention about the altar.
但我相信祭坛一定在那个地方。
But I believe the altar was there.
所以亚伯的祭坛和祭坛上的血，是见证神对地。对他自己对地和地上的所有都拥有主权。
The altar and the blood on the altar of Abel, it proves that God owns the absolute right of the land.
所以神借着亚伯那个流流血的祭坛来保全了权。
And then through the blood on the altar of Abel, God secured his own sovereignty.
然后我们就看见是挪亚从洪水以后，挪亚从方舟里出来，也筑了一座祭坛。
And then we see Noah after out of the ark, he built an altar.
献上了祭牲的血，那个杀了祭牲，献上祭牲的血。
And then he slain an animal and then offered the blood.
来以此来宣告那历经了死而复活的大地。跟其中所充满的归属耶和华。
And then he declares, and then, those, the land and everything who has passed through the death, now it belongs to Jehovah.
神又一次借着亚那个挪亚的那个祭坛来保全他的实质，保全他的主权。
Again, God secured his sovereignty through the altar that Noah built.
再下来就是亚伯拉罕。
Then it's Abraham.
我们看见亚伯拉罕一生筑了四座祭坛。
We know Abraham altogether built four altars.
在第四座祭坛上，他献上他自己的独生爱子以撒。
At the fourth altar, he offered his only begotten son Isaac.
云丰盛的图画给我们看见，神要亲自把他的儿子为我们挂在十字架上。
That is the picture that one day God will sacrifice his only begotten son on the cross.
当亚伯拉罕惧到要杀他儿子时。
When Abraham is holding his knife or kill his son,
神及时止住了他。
And God stopped him.
为他预备了一只替罪的羔羊来代替亚撒。
And God prepared a lamb instead of Isaac.
所以神借着亚伯拉罕的四座祭坛，一再地保全了他对地的主权。
God secured his sovereignty of the land through the altar of Abraham.
按照圣经的记载，以撒不但在别是巴为神筑了祭坛。
According to the Bible, Isaac not only built an altar in Beersheba.
他自己本身就是祭坛上的祭物。
He himself is a sacrifice on the altar.
他曾经被自己实实在在在了祭坛上。
He was offered and put on the altar.
所以神借着以撒自己作为祭物和其他的祭坛，保全了他对地的主权。
And God secured his sovereignty through Isaac and the altars Isaac built.
当雅各从巴旦亚兰回来以后
When Jacob returned from Padan Aram,
他先在示剑，后在伯特利为神筑了祭坛。
First, he built altars first in Shishan, secondly in Bethel.
当最后他要下埃及去看他儿子的时候
At the end, when he went down to Egypt to meet his son,
他又在别是巴在那个地方献祭给神。
And he built an altar again in Beersheba.
所以那个地方没有明确说祭坛是光是献祭，那一定有祭坛，没祭坛怎么献祭？
When he's talking about sacrifice, it must be altar there.
所以神就是雅各的祭坛来保全他的事，对地主主权。
God secured his sovereignty over the land through the altar of Jacob.
所以再下来就是第一个逾越节。
And then it will be the first over.
在以色列人出埃及晚上。
At the night that Israelites out of Egypt.
那天晚上，像以色列人家的每一个门槛都是一座祭坛。
And then every single threshold of Israelites is an altar.
逾越节的羔羊被杀在其上。
And then the lamb of the Passover was slain on that.
神用每个以色列人家庭的那个门槛来作为祭坛，来宣告他的主权。
And God proclaim his sovereignty through every single threshold of the Israelites.
非常奇妙，而且非常有意思的事情是。
Amazingly and very interestingly.
虽然那天有数十万只羔羊被杀。
Even though that day has like 10,000 of lambs were slain.
为什么这样讲呢？因为那我们知道以色列人出埃及的人数差不多200万。
Why do I say so? Because when the Israelites get out of Egypt, it was 2 million.
以色列人家都是大家庭。
The Israelites have big families.
那就像休斯顿一样，家庭还大。
Maybe it's bigger than Houston.
在我们就按照一个家十个人来算。
Let's count one family has 10 people.
也有二十万只羔羊被杀。
That will be 200 million of lambs were slain.
所以你看有几十万只羔羊被杀。
You see there is 100,000 of lamb were slain.
但是刚圣经的记载永远都是单数的。
But the Bible recorded is the singular lamb.
永远就是一只羔羊或那羔羊。
Even it says the one lamb or the lamb.
因为在神的眼中只有一只羔羊。
Because in God's eyes there's only one lamb.
就是那一只真正逾越节的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的。
That lamb of the Passover who took the place of all people's iniquities.
他在十字架上保全了神全部的主权。
He secured God's absolute right on the cross.
在之后自从摩西在旷野那个建筑铜祭坛以后。
Moses built up the brazen altar in the wilderness.
直到那个国度时期连南国跟北国分开。
Until the division of the northern and then the northern and the southern is the kingdom of Israel.
直到南国被掳到巴比伦为止。
Until the southern kingdom was be captured to Babylonia.
那个铜祭坛控制了他们的生活都1000多年之久。
That brazen altar was 控制他们的生活 was ruined their lives in 1,000 years.
神用那个铜祭坛来保全他的主权。
God secured his sovereignty through that brazen altar.
就是在被掳归回以后，那些被掳归回那个一般软弱的渔民。
And after the return from the captivity, those people are the weak remnants.
他们回来以后所做的，为什么呢？就是在原有的根基上筑坛。
What did they do? The first thing they did when they returned is they built the altar on its base.
在这首先宣告主对地拥有主权。
The first day they declare that God owns the land.
最后，当所有的预表各表号都完成他们的使命之后。
At the end, when all the symbols and typologies are fulfilled.
神的儿子亲自道成肉身来做神的羔羊。
The God's only begotten Son came here in flesh, become the Lamb of God.
虽然他是那位生下来就做犹太人之王的。
Even though he's the one has born to be the King of Jews.
他是犹大支派的狮子跟大卫的根。
He's the lion of the tribe of Judah and then the root of David.
他首先要做神逾越节的羔羊。
But first he has to be the Lamb of Passover.
在十字架上被杀流血献祭。
And he was slain, shed blood, and become the sacrifice on the cross.
来完成救
to accomplish the salvation.
来掠夺羞辱一切执政的众仇敌
And then come to disarm the principalities and the powers.
仗着十字架夸胜
And then he's boast on the cross.
从魔鬼仇敌手中，并 那个来夺回保全了神一切的主权。
He took it back the God's sovereignty from the hand of Satan.
带着这些一切的权利，径直回到宝座。
He went back to the throne with all those authorities.
这是他道成肉身在地上来的唯一的目的。
That's the only purpose that he came in flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
十字架的最终极的意义就来保，就是神用它来保全他对地的全部的主权。
The ultimate significance of the cross is that God used it to secure His sovereignty.
所以主耶稣基督不但亲自在十字架上保全了神一切的主权。
And then not the Lord Himself secured the sovereignty of God on the cross.
他在自己，他也呼召我们来跟随他，背着自己的十字架搭。
And He also calls us to pick up our own cross and to follow Him.
也以此来保全神的主权。
And so that we make the security of God's sovereignty.
所以我们就是过祭坛过十字架的生活就是保全神的主权。
So to live a life of a cross actually is to secure God's sovereignty.
可见我们在这里那过十字架就是过那个奉献过十字架的生活祭坛的生活是何等重要的。
And how important that we have a consecrated life.
换句话说神主耶稣基督不但是那无斑点无瑕疵神的羔羊。
In another word, our Lord is not only the spotless, the spotless Lamb of God.
他付上了代价完成了救赎。
He paid the price and then accomplished the salvation.
用他那无穷生命的大能来那个耗尽了撒旦一切的权势。
And then he used his endless power to defeat the power of Satan.
夺回仇敌手中属于神的一切主权。
And then he took back all the authorities from the Satan and get back to God.
把这一切主权带回宝座，交回给神。
And then with all authorities, he back to the throne and gave it to God.
这是他的所事。
This is what he is.
今天在这个复活生命的大能里。
In the resurrection power of him.
这也是应该是我们的所事。
That is who we are.
所以我们把身体献上当作活祭，我们来背着十字架跟随主，就是保全神的主权。
If we offer our body as a living sacrifice, that is to secure the sovereignty of God.
从蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，也许你们过不多久，这些信息全部忘光了。
Okay. Maybe later on you will forget all this.
但我愿意大家记住四个要点。
But I want you to remember four points.
这是关乎神旨意最终极的事情。
That is the ultimate purpose of God.
这是神定义要在宇宙当中所解决的最终极的问题。
And that is the ultimate issue that God will resolve in universe.
第一就是按照创造跟救赎，神对于我们跟万有拥有绝对的合法主权。
And then first of all, in creation, God owns us absolute right.
第二就是神永血的祭坛及十字架来保全他的主权。
Secondly, through cross, through the blood that he secured his sovereignty.
第三，主耶稣基督在十字架上已经得胜，已经保全了神全部的主权。
Thirdly, the Lord, through the cross, he already secured the sovereignty and he already won the victory.
第四，这个得胜的生命都在你我的里边。
Fourthly, this victorious life is already in you and me.
靠着这个复活得胜的生命来过祭坛过十字架的生活，背起自己的十字架跟随主，就是在保全神的主权。
It is to secure God's sovereignty if we live in the victorious life by the cross.
这是神给我们何等荣耀的使命。
And then what a glorious mission that God have to us.
其中这些要点非常重要。
And those are all important.
应该会对大家以后的属灵的生命成长有帮助和益处。
I hope it will be beneficial and be helpful for you.
就在主那个向我确定这是我要今天给大家讲交通的信息内容以后。
After the Lord confirm that this is a message I want to share with you today.
不久有一天，五元给我打电话。
And then one day, my second daughter, me.
她要我非常简单的把记给她那个总结一下。
And then she want me summarize in a simple word of the book of Joshua.
我一下子那个不知道从哪说起。
I don't know where to start.
但就在那一刹那。圣灵忽然间提醒我想起二十多年前我刚到西雅图的时候。
And then just at the moment, all of a sudden I remember 20 years ago when I just went to Seattle.
孙弟兄的主日讲坛正在讲约书亚记的系列信息。
And then that time, and Brother Sen, it's just, he has a serious topic of Joshua.
那个你知道那个时候听他的信息听的是十二那个云里雾里，十二那个什么似懂非懂。
And then I sometimes understand, sometimes don't understand his message.
二十多年过去了，那信息也全都忘光了。
I almost forgot everything after 20 something years.
但是我却记得我们主我们基督有一我们弟兄有一次他强调要弟兄姊妹记住的那个那个三个要点。
But I remember brother mentioned there's three points that you need to remember.
告诉我们说，他说也许你们过不多就信息全忘了。
Does maybe you will forget all those messages?
要记住这三个要点。
But remember these three points.
这三个要点就是什么呢？就是说在这三个要点是什么呢？就是过约旦，受洗脚，让圣灵做元帅。
Okay. What is these three points? And then it's the Passover, the
River Jordan,
the River of Jordan, and then at the Gilgal.
Hillfast of Gilgal.
The Gilgal and the third one.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit be the captain.
Okay.
对不起。所以我就跟我女儿交通这三个要点。
That's the three points I fellowship with my daughter.
这三个要点可以帮助我们解开整卷的约书亚记。
And these three points will help us to understand the whole book of Joshua.
所以我今天也要学着我们年长的弟兄，我们再次强调这四个要点。
I would like to learn from our elderly brother, and then I would like to emphasize this four points.
那么一小时以后，你的信息全忘光了。
And even though you forget all the messages after one hour,
我希望你能记住这四个点。
But I hope you will remember points.
第一，在创造跟救赎里，神对我们和万有拥有主权。
God owns absolute right for the universe and us in His creation.
第二，神用十字架来维护、来保全他的主权。
And secondly, by the cross, He secured His sovereignty.
第三，主耶稣在十字架上已经保全了神全部的主权。
And thirdly, the Lord Jesus has already secured God's sovereignty on the cross.
第四，我们甘愿奉献自己、背起自己的十字架跟随主，就是在保全、维护神的主权。
Fourthly, it is us to secure God's sovereignty by taking our own cross and follow the Lord.
我不是说这个是什么容易的事情。
I don't think this is easy.
也不是说我们不会有软弱失败。
And I'm not saying that we won't fail or we won't be weak.
但愿这样的看见成我们里边深处的激励。
And then I hope this seeing becomes the encouragement for us.
好让我们在宝血的遮盖之下。
Under the cover of the blood.
靠着那住在我们里头的复活得胜的生命。
By the resurrected life dwell in us.
让我们站起来，背起自己的十字架，跟随他。
So let us to rise up to take the cross and to follow him.
让我们的生活充满了这样的见证。
And then may our life be full of such testimony.
就是他是我们的主，他是我们的王。
He is our King, our Lord.
用以此来保护、来保全、来维护神对万有的主权。
And then by do this, we secure God's absolute right in the universe.
愿神，我们的主，照着他的旨意恩待我们。
And may God has mercy on us and on His own words.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话在仰望你的手中。
Lord, we place those words in your hands.
尤其很艰涩难懂。
It is hard to understand.
但是圣灵可以做该起的工作。
But the Holy Spirit will reveal the words to us.
主啊，愿你实在是在这些接着这些话。让知道我们在地上活着的目的到底是什么。
And through those words, let us know the purpose that we live on earth.
好，让我们这样为着你这个最终极的目的而生活。
So that we can live for your ultimate purpose.
你造我们为着这个目的。
You create us for such purpose.
你救我们为着这个目的。
You save us for this.
让我们今天的生活实在是满了为这个目的而生活的。
And let our life be full of this reality for this purpose.
让我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让教会当中充满了这样的见证。
And then may the brothers and sisters to testify at your church.
你是主，你是王。
You are the Lord, you are the King.
奉靠主耶稣基督圣名。
And then we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 点祷告。是，所以说我们感谢你，借着你的仆人在我们中间说了许多的话。我们不靠车也不靠马，因为相信耶和华的灵要成就他自己所要成就的事情，所以我们把自己交在你的手中。谢谢你再次提醒我们，不仅我们乃是你所生的，也是你所买赎回来的，所以我们理当归还给你。所以求你在我们生命中做奇妙的，愿你的生命在我们里面越过时，对吧？我们把一周下来的日子都仰望在你的手中，求你成全。这样祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。我们欢迎第一次来到我们中间的如果你第一次来我们中间，请你介绍一下你的名字，哪里来。